He could wait. Felt no deep need beyond the eagerness of the child that wants everything and wants it now. Certainly he didn't suffer the bright intensity of Walter's hate. His own feelings were more complex, tinctured by sadness and loneliness, and, yes, he'd do better to admit it, love. Mordred felt he wanted to enjoy this melancholy for a while. There would be food aplenty on the other side of this door, he was sure of it. So he'd eat, and grow, and watch. He would watch his father and his sister, mother, and his Cobb brothers, Eddie and Jake. He'd watch them camp at night and light their fires and form their circle around it. He'd watch from his place that was outside. Perhaps they would feel him and look uneasily into the dark, wondering what was out there. He approached the door, reared up before it, and pawed at it questioningly. Too bad, really, there wasn't a peephole. And it probably would be safe to go through now. What had Walter said? That Roland's quartet meant to release the breakers, whatever they might be. It had been in Walter's mind, but Mordred hadn't bothered looking for it. There's plenty to occupy him right where they come out. They might find the reception a trifle hot. Had Roland and his children perhaps been killed on the other side? Ambushed? Mordred believed he would have known had that happened, would have felt it in his mind like a beam quake. In any case, he would wait a while before creeping through the door with the cloud and lightning sigil on it. And when he was through, why, he'd find them and overhear their palaver and watch them, both awake and asleep. Most of all, he would watch the one Walter had called his white father, his only real father now, if Walter had been right about the Crimson King having gone insane.